Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long. And their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry, I have to. And I'm obsessed with this new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it, and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds infused tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. What's up, guys? Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live, exclusively on Radio Andy at Channel 102. As always, this is our weekly time to talk to each other with a live Ask Me Anything. I want to talk to all of you, so call me right now. It's 844-305-ANDY. That's 844-305-2639. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Coachella week to all who celebrate. I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. I'm a little nervous because I'm DJing tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night. But come Saturday morning, I'm going to be like a kid on Christmas if a kid was allowed to have alcohol, because I'm going to wake up and I'm going to run to the middle of our Airbnb, and I'm going to make a big old Aperol spritz, and I'm going to go by the pool and I'm going to chill. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be with my friends. It's going to be great. So guys, my mom is staying with me this week because she's very kindly going to watch my house when I'm gone and watch the cats. When I say that we are polar opposites, I mean, I've told you guys this before. I am a Virgo. My mom is a Gemini, which is already like, ooh, it's actually crazy that we're as close as we are, because that's, if you know anything about astrology, we're like at odds. We are so different. So for example, in the morning, my mom wakes up naturally at like 5 a.m. and she has 1,000% energy when she wakes up. She wants to go. She wants to organize. She wants to clean. She wants to talk about all the thoughts she has. Not me. I wake up and I need, like, I don't speak, aside from mornings when I do the radio show, I don't speak for the first 3 hours. I'm not kidding. I wake up, I make a coffee, I do my whole elaborate morning routine, I get back in bed, I play on my phone. I just have to, like, acclimate to the day. And my mom wants to go. Like, this morning she woke me up, she has a new idea to how to organize my garage. That's the other thing, is like, I don't like mess, but I have to be I have grown comfortable with it because I'm a messy person. My mom is the cleanest, most organized person. So when she comes to my house, she's like, it stresses me out that you have bills like stuffed in your washing machine. Like, why do you have that? Like, you need to pay these bills. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, Lauren will do it. Like, it's, and she's like, no, no, no. Like, this is really disorganized. So that was that. But I love her so much and we're having the best time. And I think that honestly, maybe that's why we're so close, is because we're so opposite, even though I know I annoy her so much because I'm such a disaster. But I've made it this far. You know, I'm 33 and is my life in complete disarray in some senses? Sure. But you know what? That's okay. That is okay. And it's really fun having someone in the house. And I love her so much. I feel really lucky that she's staying with me. Let's talk to Anna. Hi, Anna. How are you? Anna.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be
okay,
nervous.
So I don't have a huge dilemma, per se, but I did want to call and talk about sex a little bit.
Thank you. Because... my prayers have been answered. Okay. I was literally manifesting in the car. I was like, I need a good sex call. I need one. So thank you for calling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Okay, so this is, well, I just want your advice because I feel like you've said you, like, you're not necessarily regrets, but like in your 20s, you wished you had more casual sex.
Yeah.
And so for context, I'm 26 and I live in New York City and I just feel like this is my prime time to shine.
Yeah.
But I really only had like one long-term boyfriend from college. And that was like 3 years ago. And then like maybe one to two situationships. And I just feel like I'm not saying this in a pick me way, but I'm not like conventionally like skinny, pretty New York City girly pop, but like, I feel like spring and summer are coming up and I just don't know like how to tangibly have more casual sex. And like, if you have any tips on, yeah. I don't know how you do it from the apps, from real life, like what is the approach?
So, okay. First of all, I completely understand. And I have had many times in my life where I'm in the exact same position as you, where I'm like, I want this and I just don't feel like it's available to me. And I know this is going to sound like a woo-woo first step, but the first thing that always helps me is like an attitude shift. And it's funny because like I feel like I've had to learn this lesson several times over because we just go through phases, right? Like sometimes you just get in a phase and you're like, I don't know how I could possibly have casual sex. Like I don't know how to do that. I don't feel like it's possible. And then I'll like go on a trip. Like for me, it's usually a trip. Like most recently I went to Costa Rica and I was like a little slutty there, but like it reawakened me and I was like, wait, it's not that hard actually. It's more an attitude shift than anything, where you kind of just look at everything, every situation, every date, every time you go out in a different light. And you're just like, you know what? I could have sex with any of these people. Or if I feel like it, I could go home with this guy tonight. It doesn't matter if I don't want him to be my boyfriend. I just kind of feel like sleeping with him tonight. So the first thing is just saying to yourself, I can have casual sex if I want to. And like really believing it, because our bodies and our energies, like they hear us when we're having negative thoughts, when we're saying, oh, I don't like anyone. Or, you know, you said I'm not conventionally pretty, which I don't believe is true, but you know, whatever. Our bodies hear us and then we give off that energy when we go out. So the first thing I want you to do is like really, really internalize that you are hot and you can have sex with whoever you want. The second thing is to shift your perspective on when you meet someone. And again, this is all back to what I talk about. We're programmed from the day we're born as women to think every guy has to like us as a wife and we have to make every dude want to date us. And even if we don't actively want that right now, there's always a subliminal feeling of that. So when you remove that stress, it really opens up a lot of doors. So next time you go on a date from an app or whatever, don't think about, oh, is this my husband or not? Just be like, okay, like, am I in the mood to have casual sex with this guy? And that's it. And the lower stakes really help you step into your sexuality. And then the third thing I'd say is like, for me, when I feel sexy and when I'm feeling like horny and in my sexuality, I give off that energy more. So read the smut novels, read the romance novels, take nudes just for yourself, do things that make you feel sexy. So for me, it's like getting my hair colored or getting a manicure, whatever it is, or even like taking that like one day weekend trip with a friend to just like get you in that mindset, excited for spring and summer, and truly like allow yourself to be your most sexual being and get excited because that's really fun and you're going to do it. You're going to have lots of good casual sex all spring and summer. I'm manifesting it. You're probably going to get a boyfriend. That's what always happens. It's like people are always like, oh yeah, okay, fine, I'll get into it. And then they do it and then they immediately find someone. But I'm manifesting it either way.
Okay, thank you. I just feel like I'm like the goofy friend too. So it's just hard for me to like.
Let me tell you something about
us. People just have like sultry eyes.
I get it.
I just don't have that. You know what I mean?
I get it. By the way, I feel the same way, but like goofy's hot. Like that's sexy and fun and cool. And also, just to get really granular about New York City, like I really had that hang up in my 20s, and I really don't want you to have that. Like I lived my two years that I lived in New York when I was in my 20s, I carried that like I'm not New York pretty energy, and it really didn't serve me. Like I didn't have any casual sex those 2 years. I didn't have any boyfriends those 2 years. I dated one guy for 4 months and he like hated me. And it's, and I really, really trace it back to the fact that every day I woke up and I was like, well, I'm not one of those like thin blonde girls who like is naturally tan. Like that's not me. So that's why this is not. And it, I swear to God, I think that's why. The second that I started truly believing that I was hot is when I started dating the hottest guys, having great sex, all that shit. Like it sounds annoying and preachy, but the only reason I say it over and over again to all of you guys is because it's true. The second you start being like, oh no, goofy's hot. Oh, like this quirky thing about my body, like that's actually sexy. That is the unlock. I truly promise you. And New York, there is a lid for every pot, especially in New York. Guys think everything is hot. There are so many guys who think tall girls are hot, short girls are hot, curvy girls are hot, super skinny girls are hot. Like it there's literally a guy for, there's a lid for every pot. And I really, really want you to start believing that you're sexy and walk in that energy, because it's not going to serve you if deep inside of yourself, you, every time you go out, you're like, well, I'm not pretty, because I did it. And I regret, like, as you opened the call with, I regret not having more casual sex. And I regret speaking so badly to myself, telling myself, and now I'm kicking myself. I look back at the pictures of this 27, 28 year old girl I was. I not only was I so cute, I'm just fucking pissed that I wasted those 2 years, like crying in my bedroom being like, I'm not pretty. Like, I want, that's why I talk about it so much, because I don't want that for you guys. So please, please, please do the inner work so you can go out there and get laid.
Okay. Thanks.
I love you. I really mean it. Like, I know that was a preachy answer, but it's because I feel so passionately about it. And like, you're 26, like you're so young. Also, like, just to get real, at 26, everybody's hot. That's what I didn't understand. Like there, when you're young, like under 30, everybody's hot. Like it's a difference. I think my personal opinion is like when you get into the late 20s, 30s is like your sexy time, like when you're truly sexy. But there's a hotness to girls under 30 that is just like you can't replicate that. So if nothing else, hear my voice in your head going, Tink says I'm hot because I'm 26. There is like, you'll never be 26 again. Like, and I don't mean that in a threatening way. I mean it in a go. Like, shake your ass this summer. Have the best time. Go to all those crowded New York City bars. Hit on finance bros. View it as your playground. Shift it as, this is my playground. This is my time. I'm going to go for it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tink.
I love you. Call me midsummer and tell me how it's going, okay?
Okay, will do. Okay, thanks, Tink. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Wow, is that so preachy? I feel like I just talked for 20 minutes, but it's because I seriously look back at the photos when I was in New York, and when I think that I was upset every day at how I looked, went to so many nutritionists because I thought I needed to lose weight to be pretty. I remember all the Instagram girls I used to stalk at that time. Like, this is really like my villain origin story, but like in reverse. Like, I feel so sorry. I wish I could go hug that girl. And just be like, what are you talking about? Like, you're so pretty. Like, go have fun. Like, go enjoy. Don't be so hard on yourself. Stop taking pictures of yourself in the mirror to compare, like, what you look like yesterday versus today. Like, oh my God, like, go live your life. You're so young. And it's, yeah. Anyway. Okay. Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hello. I'm so excited to speak with you. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
So I am likely your oldest fan in the world.
Okay, everybody says that. Well, thank you for listening anyway.
So I take all of your wisdom and I push it out to my 18-year-old daughter. And I'm like, you don't listen to me, but look, here you go. So I constantly connect with the relationship you talk about with your mom and how, I'm trying to say it in an American way, I'm Canadian, so with your mom, and with her, and how she is such a positive force in your life and how you look back at her as your support system. And my daughter and I are very close, but she's 18 and we are in it right now. Yeah. And a lot of it is surrounding her insecurity. And again, my heart breaks for this young girl who was just talking to you about how she doesn't think she was pretty. Yeah. If you're 26, walk around naked as much as you can, because right. when you're 50, you exactly. wish, like, you're like, oh my God. But, and she's, when you say things like comparison is the thief of joy, she's like, stop saying that to me. No, 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 you're not tinks. You're old. Da, 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 you get it. So when you look back now, was there something that your mom did consistently that led to the relationship that you have now that's so supportive and so positive from your framework?
That's such a nice question. I mean, firstly, I just want to say we went through it too. And I try to say that as much as possible because I do have an absolutely fantastic relationship with my mom now. But to any mother, daughter out there listening, we went through it. Oh my gosh, we fought. I was brutal. I was a nasty teenager at times. And I, you know, mothers and daughters, it's like that. You know, sometimes you just go through it. And I think I had a very similar thing to your daughter where I would feel sometimes not confident and I wouldn't believe my mom. My mom would say, you're beautiful. You don't need to do this, you know, this and that. And I just wouldn't believe her. And I mean, it breaks my heart because looking back, I can imagine how frustrating it was for my mom who just wanted me to stop being so insecure and stop, you know, messing with myself because I was just so, so deeply insecure. My mom was very consistent. She always was there. She didn't always know what to say, but she was just always there for me. I knew I could always call her to vent. And usually when she'd say, well, you're not ugly and this and that, I'd scream at her, you know, the usual. But she would just be very consistent.
Right.
And I think that's really all that you can do. And also the other thing is she, and you sound like the best mom ever, so I'm sure you don't do this, but like she never judged me. She never judged me for whatever I did. You know, I always felt like I could be really open with her about absolutely everything. And she would just kind of talk it out with me in a very non-judgmental way. And I really think that that is the foundation of why we have such a great relationship today, because I told her everything, you know, and every parent is different. You have different rules for your kids, of course, but my mom was always like, you'll never get in trouble if you tell me the truth about, you know, anything, because that's our rule. And that developed an insane channel of conversation and of trust, because I knew, you know, I wasn't going to get in trouble. So I just tell her like, oh, I had some drinks this weekend or whatever. And she'd be like, okay, that's interesting. You know, where were the drinks? How did it go down? Blah, blah, blah. And we just had a very open dialogue. So I never kept secrets from her, you know, and that really, really helped our relationship.
I think that's really helpful. I vacillate between holding her accountable, because as an old person, I also think that some young people don't necessarily hold themselves to, you know, this is how I'm feeling, so this is how I'm going to act. I'm like, well, that's not always appropriate.
Right.
And then being super gentle with her, because, you know, part of me is like, pull your knickers up and figure it out, and you're just going to motor on forward and it'll all work out. And then the other one is like, okay, how long are we going to wallow in this? You get to wallow.
Totally.
But for how long?
Totally.
Like, because then it can just be. And so I really worry. Sometimes I'm not giving her the space and the grace that she needs. And then the other time I'm like, is she going to be one of those people that expects space and grace from everybody in the world? Because that's not how the world works.
Absolutely. And I got a good amount of pull up your pants and pull up your big girl pants and get on with it as well. And I think that's great. I think that's really what you should do. Exactly what you're doing is going between, you know, have a good cry when you need it, but at the end of the day, get on with it. And that's perfect. That's exactly what you should do. That's what my mom did. She'd be like, yeah, let's talk it out. And then she'd be like, okay, well, you got to keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. Just keep going. Just keep rowing the boat forward and you'll get there. And that's another thing she'd say to me. She'd say to me, you're going to have a day when you don't feel insecure. And I'd be like, I don't believe you. And she's like, well, I don't know what to tell you because it's true. So keep working towards that. Every day, you're a day closer to that. Just keep going. And, you know, and don't compare and don't. The other thing she did is like, I remember showing her like pictures. I remember this one specific time I was showing my mom this picture of this really beautiful girl on Instagram. That's so embarrassing. But like, I was literally so insecure when I was younger. And I was like, mom, she's so beautiful. And she's like, yeah, She is pretty. She is pretty. And that doesn't take away from your prettiness. She's very beautiful. I'm not going to lie to you.
And so are you.
And yeah. So are you.
We've done that dance.
Yeah. I really like that my mom always said, this kind of sounds harsh, but it always stuck with me. One thing my mom always said to me was there's always going to be someone prettier, younger, and richer than you in the room. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect it. But so the only thing you can work on is like your inner self, how you view yourself and how you make other people feel. She's like, go cry about it. That's one of the kind of tough love things she did. She goes, there's always going to be someone younger. There's always going to be someone richer. There's always going to be someone prettier. So what? What are you going to do about yourself? How are you going to carry yourself? How are you going to leave the world? You know, how are you going to leave a room? You can control how you leave people so that when you walk away, people go, wow, she's a really nice girl. She's really funny. I loved her perspective. That's what you can control. You know what I mean? And that always stuck with me. And I really still stay. I still say that to my followers all the time today. So that was a good one.
Well, thank you so much. Your content is fantastic. I love it. You had a chokehold on me from the Diet Coke comparisons, but the relationship you have with your mom is really special. And I look to it. So thank you.
I appreciate your call. And you sound like the best mom. And I just really, really appreciate it. And I love Canadians. Go Canada. So thanks for calling.
Welcome to Toronto anytime. I know you're here. But,
I will.
You know.
I know. I'm coming in June. That's me officially saying coming in June.
Exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to come back. But anyway, much love to your daughter. Thank you for calling. Have a fabulous day. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you so very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Canadians are the nicest people. That is one stereotype that is absolutely true, is that Canadians are the nicest, most genuine people. I was shook to my core when I went to Toronto. Like, actually, everybody was nice and in a good mood. And I was like, whoa, we need to bring some of this vibe back to America, because the more people are in a good mood, the more it spreads and everybody just has a better day. Anyway, I don't know if I was supposed to announce that yet, but I am coming to Toronto in June and I cannot freaking wait to see you guys again. More details on that soon. But also, she was the sweetest. Also, I wish my mom was here. I should have brought her to the studio today. But yeah, I feel like I love my mom. We have the best relationship. But like, this is why social media is fake. We do fight sometimes, you guys. Sometimes I get notes from you saying, how do you have this relationship with your mom? As if we didn't have a huge blow up fight. My intro today was a nice way of me saying my mom woke up and immediately wanted to reorganize my entire house. And I was like, mom, I just am having my coffee. Please, I can't deal with this in the morning. So, you know, mothers and daughters, it is how it is. Let's talk to Taylor. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Hi, Tinks. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I get off my own radio show in Austin at 9 o'clock in the morning here Central Time, and I love getting to hop in the car, listen to the end of Andy, and on Thursdays love getting to hear you, and it's been really cool hearing about your own DJ journey as like a club DJ. I'm a radio DJ, but I also, when I do live, I'm a vinyl DJ.
Cool.
So I have mad respect for people like you who actually can, like, be in that kind of DJ like you are is just out of this world. And it just from one female DJ to another, I think what you're doing is awesome, and you are going to, sounds like you've been killing it, and, like, you're just going to keep killing it. It's, you know, it's always progress, not perfection, right?
Amen. That is so nice. Thank you so much. And wow, what a cool job you have. That's awesome. And I love Austin too. That's dope. Very cool.
Hey, next time you're in town, I'll be at your show.
I love that.
But my question, so completely different from my job, is a sex question.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So my husband and I, we've been married for a couple of years, and he graduates law school in about 3 weeks.
Nice.
So we're finally going to be a two-income family, which
yes,
is really exciting.
That is very exciting.
But so we're now kind of in the phase where we're about a year away from trying to conceive.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting.
But here's the kicker. We're both members of the BDSM community.
Okay, cool.
And so, yeah, very cool, very proud, but when it comes to conception, I feel like I need to pause that part of my identity for the stretch of conception. And my husband's not so sure. And I'm very proud of the community. It's not the problem, but there's something about a story about, and we're both switches for context. So that's also a thing. And there's no scenario where I can look my child in the eye and know what me or their dad was doing in that moment.
I get that. Can you explain to everybody who might not know what a switch is? Can you explain?
Oh, absolutely. So a switch, my husband and I both are dom and sub. So we switch off who gets to be the dom and who gets to be the sub in playtime.
Right. That makes, I mean, I completely understand your point of view. And I think that ultimately you are the one carrying the child. And so I, you know, I think that you have the final say. Look, it's like, it's a really interesting question. It's, you know, about conception and energy and comfortability and, you know, all of that. And ultimately, it's a choice you'll make as a couple. But I do think that, like, you know, as the carrier of the baby, you kind of have more say. And I think that makes total sense.
And I think so as well. And he's not, he's not trying to be weird or anything about it. I think it's more of like, kind of like, oh my gosh, this has been my identity and my lifestyle. Right. And now I'm going to have to like put it on the back burner for God knows how long. And I totally understand that. So
right.
I'm wondering, I feel like, yes, I am carrying the baby. And I think if one of us feels weird, maybe that's all that needs to know. But I also don't want him to feel like I'm trying to squander your identity, who you weren't even able to come out about it to anybody until me.
Totally.
You know, I'm not trying to like push your identity back away. It's just maybe this isn't the time and place for it.
And I totally understand his point too, because obviously it is such a big part of both of yours identities. And as a couple, it's something so fun that you love together that, you know, and I think it's also, it's more, I mean, I don't know exactly how he feels, but like, you know, it's probably a conversation that every, you know, first time parent has with themselves is like, how will my identity change when the baby comes? And it, you know, it brings up a lot of important, really deep questions. And it's honestly fantastic that you're both thinking about it in this way, because, you know, as you said, this part of both of y'all's identity might have to slow down or change for a little bit at least. And it's good that you're considering that.
I appreciate that. My thought was, let's make a bucket list before we start trying.
I love
that.
And
then when we can, if we think of scenarios or something comes to mind, let's make a little private list. And then when we can return to that, now we've got a list of stuff we've been thinking about
for
a while.
I'm obsessed with that.
Let's reignite.
I'm obsessed with that. And I really hope that that inspires people out there listening, not necessarily have to be in the BDSM community, but just, you know, first time parents or, you know, because I get so many questions about sex life and, you know, slowing down in long term partnerships post baby. So I think that's a fantastic, sexy idea to have this like list that you're going to keep. It's like a private, special, sexy list. And, you know, you never know when you're going to bring it out again. It's good to have it. And it's just like this joint thing. So then maybe in a time when you can't play, you can like add something to the list and that will be like almost as good. It will be like foreplay.
Exactly my thought. Oh, thank you so much.
I love that. Oh my gosh. That's so thoughtful and amazing. And I'm just really excited for you. It sounds like you're both such thoughtful people. You'll be fantastic parents. And thank you for calling. And thank you for being a listener. That's so cool. I want to have a sex list with someone. I don't have anyone to have it with, but I want to have one. I'll have one with myself.
Hey, there you go. You're self-sex list.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a great day, team.
Thanks for calling. Bye. That is a really awesome piece of advice. That is a great idea. A sex list doesn't have to be BDSM, but could be anything. If you, you know, maybe you're pregnant or you can't have sex right now, whatever. That is a great thing to do with your partner to keep it hot. Okay. Absolutely stellar, amazing calls today. I'm going to take a super quick break, but I will be right back. If you want to call me, it's 844-305-ANDY. This is It's Me Tinks Live. I'll be right back. So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat production up to 450 degrees. Okay, so I actually tried Way's new anti-frizz cream on live with my community, which is kind of risky, right, to try a new product on live. I put it on my hair, which, as you guys know, is level 9 million frizzy. And by the time I had got done finishing my glam, because I was doing glam on live, my hair was dry, and I was shook to my core at how smooth my hair looked, especially that frizzy top part, you know, in your part, all those little baby hairs coming through, that frizzy part, that was smooth. So shout out Way for consistently delivering products that actually work and do what they say they're going to do on the bottle. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code MeTinks for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code MeTinks. It's me, Tinks, live on Radio Andy, channel 102. I'm Tinks, and this is our weekly time to talk to each other live in real time. All right, I have a very special caller. Let's put my special caller through. Wig. Hi, Wig.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. Is this live radio?
Yeah, you're on live, so don't say anything too ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous. Okay, let me get it together.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. How's
hey,
it
y'all.
Going?
Hey, y'all. All right. Can you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Will you do?
I'm just calling to catch up.
I know. Okay, so you already told me about the gossip from
last
night.
You're too busy to call me. You've been really busy in LA.
Don't you ever.
Oh my gosh, don't spill the beans about my man's last night. But
I won't.
Yeah, I did.
I won't. You did. It happened.
Yeah. Don't name names. I already talked to you about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't. Let's just say I didn't take your advice.
Obviously not, you beast. All right.
But let me tell you, beast, it's fine. I feel so fabulous today, and I barely slept, but it's fabulous. And I'm having a cold brew right now,
I
wish we'd be going to walk.
I know, same. Okay, so can you just please tell me, are you in New York on the 24th of April?
I'm leaving on Wednesday, Wig. I told you. You beast. I'm trying to change my flight, but you know I have a friend's wedding. Like, as you are my best friend, I also have other friends. And I know that's hard for people to believe that are listening right now. But and this one just so happens to be getting married. Hey, she's getting married in Houston if you want to fly down.
Okay.
I mean, you're always welcome.
Can we tape on Tuesday? Will you do a podcast? Because I have an idea for a podcast.
I can tape Tuesday.
Okay, we'll do Tuesday. I want to do a whole episode on Dirty Talk because I just don't think that I can stare at my producers while I say all the things I want to say about Dirty Talk.
Yeah, you can stare at me because we always have Dirty Talk.
We always have Dirty Talk.
It's not live.
No, it's not. It's pre-recorded.
Okay,
but I really want to do a full episode because my community has been asking for it. So I want to do a full episode on Dirty Talk and sexting.
You need to get a gay's take.
I do. And I want to say that one good line that you taught me. You know the one.
Yeah, I know the one. Of course I know the one.
Okay, so we'll do
Are
that.
You kidding me?
And then I'll take you to dinner on Tuesday night.
Oh my gosh. A dinner from Wig is the best dinner I could ever ask for. Okay, cute. That sounds perfect.
We'll get Lindsay.
Thank God
to
I
have
can
dinner.
Finally catch you.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get Lynn.
We'll have a Kiki.
We'll
have some
favorite.
Martinis.
We won't say where, but
you know.
Martini.
I'm a martini.
A teeny. That's what Tuesdays are for. Look it up, y'all.
Tuesdays ever are for teenies.
Well, I love you. I miss you.
I love
and,
you.
And just text me. Call me later.
Okay. I love you so much. Thanks for calling.
I love you. I can't wait to see you.
Okay. Mwah. Bye, Wig.
Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay, well, that's good because that means I have the Dirty Talk episode booked because, like, I have everything that I want to say to you guys. I know that I really need to do this episode, but, like, there are some things that I cannot just do, like, me and Steve and Jerron. Like, I just can't be staring at them while I say, you know, I want to give you sloppy head, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm just, for as an example, okay? I just can't look at them and do that, so I need Wig in there to diffuse the situation. So that episode is fully coming now that we have Wig booked. Look forward to that. All right, let's talk to Madison. Hi, Madison, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, nothing much, thanks. I have a random day off work today, so I am just enjoying the extra free day in the middle of the week.
I love it. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you have a day off. What else is going on?
Okay, so before I get to my question, I just have to tell you, I tried to DM you a picture of this, but the question I have for you is inspired by a conversation with my best friend who, for my birthday, got me A, your cinnamon toothpaste, and B, a candle. You know those candles that, like, have a picture of, like, Vic Jonas's face, but it's, like, a saint?
Yes, yes. I have one. I have one of Diplo. Yeah, uh-huh.
He got me a custom-made candle with your face on it.
Stop!
So I'm gonna DM you a picture of it.
Wait, I love that.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it has, like, and she wrote in, like, a whole custom prayer on the back because I talk about you all the time.
I'm dead.
I'm gonna DM you a picture.
Oh, my God, please.
The candle and the prayer on the back.
Yeah, please DM me, and I'll look for it after the show. Oh, my God, that's – what a good friend. I love her. That's so cool.
I know, right?
My vain ass wants the candle.
Absolutely. No, literally, I'm like, please, add that to your merch line with the ESW. I'm dead. Like, I think people would love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so the question is about self-deprecating humor and how to set boundaries. So for context, I'm 25, and I feel like in high school and college, I was kind of that, like, funny friend, would throw myself under the bus a lot to, like, get a laugh out of other people. Mm-hmm. But it was out of insecurity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really worked on myself, and I feel like now I'm in a very confident place, but my sense of humor, very similar to yours, that sarcastic, like, just kind of making fun of myself because I genuinely think it's funny, not because I'm out of a place of insecurity anymore. But recently, my best friend was kind of like, you know, I would just maybe watch that a little bit because I think we worked together, and it was something that came up at work where I just, like, made fun of myself really quickly, and she was like, if people don't know you, they may think that that's coming off as insecurity or all those things. And not that you should worry about what other people's perceptions of you are, but basically was like, is that self-deprecating humor genuinely coming from being funny, or is it coming from a little bit of a place of insecurity? And so I just wanted to ask what your thoughts on that were, because I feel like we have that similar sense of humor where I'll just, like, make fun of myself, call myself a crazy bitch for, like, doing stupid things. But it's like, where's the line with
that? Totally.
Yes.
What an interesting question and conversation. I really appreciate this call. I know off the bat, I actually don't have a set answer because this is something that I vacillate on all the time myself. And I think especially being online has kind of exacerbated the whole thing for me because now I have, like, this other layer of it. And I don't even know anymore. Like, much like you, I don't know where my insecurity ends and the want to land a joke begins. And
right.
I'm pretty confident, like, I'm pretty solid in myself, but I know that it could probably sound bad, you know, to some people, but I don't even know myself. And that's, like, the crazy part. Like, I'm pretty sure that I say that kind of stuff because I think it's funny. And, like, something that I tell myself is, you know, like you said, I'm so secure in myself now that I can do that and it doesn't affect me. Whereas before I genuinely was, you know, acting a certain way or making fun of myself in a certain way because I was deeply insecure. But now I think I'm just trying to be funny. But a lot of people do. They're like, don't speak to yourself like that. Da, da, da. And I'm like, no, you guys, it's fine. Like, it's not, I'm not secretly insecure.
Well,
you know?
And I think for me, when I really thought about it, I'm like, A, I think it can make other people feel comfortable sometimes of, like, if you come off as, like, confident or intimidating and all of a sudden you're making a joke, it's like, okay, we don't have to take her that seriously. You know, I think it stems from
100%.
A place of just not wanting to take myself or life
100%.
That seriously. And I also think if you grew up in a place where you were just kind of the like funny friend, like it feels like I'm kind of like reclaiming that of like, no, this is my humor now. I'm not doing it at the expense of myself, but like for myself kind of thing.
1,000%. And I think that like, yeah, to your point, it's reclaiming it. And it's like, not that this is a tactic to use, but it kind of is. Like when I meet new people, I automatically will make fun of myself a little bit because as you said, it's like you know, it sets the tone. It's like, I'm vulnerable. We can be chill. I don't think that reads as insecure to me. I'm just saying like, hey, I can get down. Like, I mean, to me, there's, you know, that's how I automatically know I can like connect with someone. If I meet a new person and they're like, oh my God, I'm sweating like a pig. I'm like, that's funny as fuck. Like, I want to be friends with this person. Yes, you know what I mean? And I just like that to kind of like neutralize a situation, you know, especially for me, if I'm like, you know, at some influencer event or whatever, that's like definitely my tone to take. And you know what, where I come down, you know, now talking it through with you, where it lands for me is like, if people think I'm secretly insecure, they can go ahead and think that. I'm not. It's just like, that's just how I connect with people, because I think that's more interesting than like, you know, that's just my humor. Also, yeah. I grew up in a very sarcastic family. That's just my humor, is like gently making fun of people and like making fun of myself. It's, you know, I think, at a time, it was definitely a symptom of a deeper issue within myself, as it sounds like it was for you. But now it's just like, that's just like what I think is funny.
I do have a quick side question to this.
Yeah.
How do you think that affects your dating life? Because I know you've talked about before how you really appreciate when guys make fun of you, which I'm 100% in the same boat. But do you feel like the lines get blurred with dating, or you have to be extra careful with that with dating?
That's so interesting. I actually don't do that with guys. Now that I'm like thinking about the first couple days, I kind of wait to unleash the insanity. And then, okay. You know what I mean? I think, yeah, that's interesting.
It's another thing that's also come up with my best friend, is I'm like very, I kind of am like, okay, if I can't make fun of this guy or have him make fun of me, vice versa, like right off the bat, it's just not going to work. And then, you know, my best friend from a loving place has been like, that can kind of come off as like bitchy, who's a guy that's like coming up to you in a bar and just like trying to buy you a drink if you're like throwing down on him and you like barely know him kind of thing.
Totally.
But to me, I'm like, if they can't handle it, they can't handle it.
I know.
Like, where's the,
I know.
You know?
I've gotten that feedback too. I've gotten that feedback too. I think it's just like, I think if you have a jokey personality, it's just sometimes it's hard for people to like find your edges. And so, you know, the only reason that I don't make fun of myself in the early stages of dating is because I don't know. That's a really interesting one. I have to think about part two. I haven't sorted that in my head yet. But I've also gotten that feedback from my friends, where, and my therapist honestly is like, Tinks, you play so rough. That's what she said. She's like, your play, your texting, that's how you flirt and like you get to know people, is kind of like roughhousing, like verbally, and that's not, everybody doesn't get that. But like I said, there's a lid for every pot. The right person will like be able to give it right back to us. So yeah.
Absolutely. No, 100%. Well, thank you so much. And like, if you ever have any additional thoughts, I'd love to hear about it in a pod, because I definitely feel like this is something that maybe a lot of people in your community struggle with, just being confident, but also, you know, having a more like aggressive personality comes with that sometimes.
It's a great topic, and I really appreciate you calling and raising it. And I'm going to think more on it, and I will definitely address it in a pod later on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, babe. Lots of love. DM me the candle. I want to see it.
I will.
Okay, love you. Bye. It's so interesting. I'm so true on TikTok. I always joke that there's like, if I have a video where I'm like, oh, I look pretty, they're like, you're ugly, like you conceited bitch, like da 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 da. But if I'm like making fun of myself, they're like, Tinks, like you can't speak to yourself like that. Like millions of girls follow you, da 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 da. And I'm like, well, what then? You know, and also I'm kind of like anything for the joke, but whatever. Anyway, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi. I'm actually a newer fan. I just started following you. My roommate Anna is obsessed with you and has been telling me to listen to your podcast and tells me about all these wild stories. So I have less of a question, more of a story that I think enough time has passed that I could tell it, and it's crazy and somewhat funny.
Please,
you know,
tell us.
Not.
Yeah.
So I had this very serious boyfriend. When we first started dating, he's like, I just want to be really honest. There was someone I was really in love with right before we were together, and she's now married, and I'm not with her, but I just want to, like, go into this relationship super honest. She's married now. I don't see her, but I guess they were seeing each other on and off for years. Like, the girl had a boyfriend, and then it was a fiance. It was like, okay. I don't know. The whole thing was insane.
Yeah.
So this lady's like, she's a fake person. I think she's, in my head, I'm like, she's this older lady.
Right.
And start going out. I, like, make friends with this girl, and I'm like, I really like her. And then we're, like, out a bunch more, and I, like, ask him, like, what was that girl's name? He's like, I don't know her name. And then finally one night, I'm like, I, like, love that girl. Like, I think she's, like, one of my new friends. But I need to tell you something. That married girl, that's her. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Then time goes on. I just, like, don't say. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just kind of like, whatever. She's married. They're not together. This was before we were together. She really befriends me, like, throughout, like, the spring and the summer. And I'm like, okay, this girl's kind of wacky. Like, I honestly feel bad for her. Like,
right.
It sucks for her. She has to, like, be out with us, see us happy. Like, I definitely thought it was bizarre that she, like, befriended me.
Did you meet her husband?
I only met him once. He was never around.
Okay.
And I'm just like, okay. Like, and then finally, like, months go by. Me and him have just a great relationship. Like, I felt so secure, which is kind of why I was never, like, jealous or, like,
right. You never
questions.
Had any
like,
reason.
Whatever, like,
right, right.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't really, like, tell anybody. A few of my friends knew about this, and I was like, honestly, I didn't want to blow up her life or her marriage. Like, I, for some reason, respected this girl. I was like, okay, like, we know some of the same people. Like, clearly she did this thing. She chose to be married. I'm going to let her live her life. I'm in this great relationship. Like, me and my boyfriend were, like, had this relationship where, like, everyone was like, wow, you guys are so happy. Like, never had a fight. Maybe that was the red flag there. But we had this, like, amazing shared group of friends. Like, one day he just, like, has basically, like, a nervous breakdown. It's like, I've been cheating on you. And I was like, really thought he was, I thought he was joking. Like, I was like, you're lying. Because he's like, I'm like, with who? Like, what are you saying? And then he says it was her. I'm like, no way. Like, I'm literally in shock. Like, I couldn't even process it. Like, we were going to move in together. Like,
oh my God.
Everything was just great. Like, I was like, how? And I guess it had been, like, a few times, like, throughout, like, the year, like, once, like, right after, like, his mom had died. Or no, it was the anniversary of his mom's death, the anniversary of his mom's birthday, like, all just, like,
oh my
weird
God.
Things. He's like, I didn't mean to. It was so separate from you.
What?
The whole thing is, and so she had just gotten back from her honeymoon. So
oh.
The year after she got married, she had just gotten back from her honeymoon after he had told me this, like, probably weeks. I'm like, devastated, in shock, and then I'm like, I want to say something to her. Like, I don't want to text her. I don't want to, like, her to find out I know. So I hear that she's going to this band that we both like small venue. A lot of my friends are going, so we're all dancing. We're at the venue. It's like midway through. I look at her. I was like, how was your honeymoon? Because she had just gotten back.
Right.
She's like, it was so great, thanks. And I was like, did you sleep with anyone else besides your husband on your honeymoon? She just looks at me, like, face goes white. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, really? Like, you never fucked my boyfriend? I don't know if I can say that on serious radio.
You can, you can. She fucked your boyfriend.
I was like, what? And she, like, is denying it. I was like, you could keep denying it, or we can go outside and talk. And I spoke to her for, like, 45 minutes. It was the most, like, calm, cool, and collected I've ever been. It was, and my friends were all there. Like, everyone saw it. My boss was there. He was giving me thumbs up from the back.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I could tell your husband, like, I could literally hit you, but neither of those things will make me feel good. Like, I just wanted to look at you and whatever. And she's like, he loves you. And, like, I love my husband. Like, don't worry. Like, you're never going to, like, see me again. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
I'm like, you're just going to, like, yeah. I was like, it's not my place to tell her husband, but, like, clearly it ended up getting back to him. We know enough of the same people.
Right.
And he's now not in our lives. He's not in our lives, and it's been months, so I can now make a joke about this, like, crazy story unfolded.
Did you stay with your boyfriend?
No, it's crazy because the first few days I was like, maybe we could get through this, like, they stopped seeing each other. Like, I love him, like, everything's great, like, he's troubled. But now I'm just like,
good.
I'm looking back, I'm like, wow,
yeah.
I dodged a bullet.
You
and
did.
I'm actually, like, having the best, like, time now that enough time has passed.
Good. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That is so awful. And so I'm real. I like for a second I didn't know if you were still with him, and then I'm like, I'm trying not to judge, but like I'm really glad that you aren't with him anymore, because that kind of like that kind of cheating, that will happen again, in my opinion. I really think
it like,
will.
It's crazy that he could like be with her some days, and then like we spend almost every day together. So I'm like, how do you even have time?
No, exactly.
To do this? And then come back and you're like so normal. We'd see her out, like we're at a Fish concert. She's like there, and we're all hanging out, and it's like. How and I knew about their known about their past, and I'm like, how do you guys act so normal to each other?
It's that's crazy. That's sociopathic is to act
completely
normal.
I don't know who's
normal.
More. I think it's I don't know who's more sociopathic. I guess she's almost like a serial killer where you keep going back to the person you killed, befriending me.
Yeah, and after she got married, just newly married, Jesus, no way.
At
well,
least, yeah,
damn.
I saved him.
Oh my gosh, they're both bad. I'm so glad you're out of it now. And I'm so glad you are in a good headspace. More good things are coming to you. Ugh, that is such an ordeal.
It's honestly, so fun being single in New York now. As I'm listening to your podcast and hearing all the shifts and talking about girls in their late 20s, I'm like, wow, it's actually having the best time of my life.
No,
right
it's
now.
The best time of your life. Like, honestly, it's a gift. Like, rejection is redirection. Like, anytime something like that happens, it's the universe saying you need to go have. There's something bigger and better for you, and now you can enjoy it and go have fun.
Yeah, it's happening now. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling. Go have the best summer of your life. You deserve it. I love you. Nope, she's gone. Okay, bye, babe. Super, super quick break. I'm going to be taking more calls right after this. Say the word and I'll lift you up. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live on Channel 102. My God, I'm obsessed with that song. Like drinking skinny margaritas, but the ass still fat. Shakespeare could never, okay? Shakespeare could never, all right? That is poetry, all right? I love that song. I love it. I hope that I can see it live sometime soon. Also, Tyler Cameron just walked in the studio. Too bad I look like absolute ass right now. I'm actually DJing his premiere. He has like a new TV show. I think that's why he's doing press. And the premiere party, we're DJing tonight. So that's cool. Apparently, he really likes country. And me and Lucas were like, okay, we have absolutely zero idea how to do a country set, but we'll figure that out. Let's talk to Mia. Hi, Mia. How are you?
Thanks. Oh, my God. I also, can I just say, I love when you say Shakespeare could never. I always chuckle because, yeah, Shakespeare could never. Like,
he
the poetry,
never.
The art.
Like, drinking skinny margaritas, but the ass still fat. Like, put that in a sonnet, okay? Put that in a sonnet. Put that on my tombstone, all right? Because I, you know.
Put it on her grave.
Put it on my grave. What's up, babe? How are you?
Listen, you're going to love this question because this is such a sincere question from one club rat to another. And I know
I love it.
That you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But help me. I am an Ibiza clubbing virgin. I'm going this summer with some friends.
Okay.
We're going to stay probably 4 nights. I need to know what are the clubs worth going to, what isn't, and what part of the island would you stay at? Because we're going to be booking our stuff right now, but there's so much to choose from.
I know. It's
everyone
overwhelming.
Everyone keeps telling us Circo Loco. Yeah, tell me what the vibe is.
Okay, so I would stay like as close to town as possible because the one issue with the magical land that is Ibiza is the taxis. Like it's, people told me and I was like, no, like how bad can it be? Whatever. Oh my God. Like it is,
yeah.
It is overwhelming. So close to town as possible so that when you guys want to like
pop in to get a bite for breakfast or like whatever, go shopping, like get lunch. You can just walk, and then you can always like take a cab to the club because your hotel can call you or whatever, whatever. But I would try to stay close to town. And then the second thing is like, your girls, you need to find a club promoter. Like, you should not be paying to get in. Like, don't do the waiting in line shit. Find a club promoter, and they're around.
Okay,
you can
okay.
just, you know, as a club rat, you can smell that sort of thing. You can spot those characters. You know, you spot like a guy with he's got his two cell phones out. You go up, you go, oh, where should we go tonight? He's got a deal for you. Get on the WhatsApp. Say, I need to get the girls in. Five girls tonight. I'll meet you at midnight. Where should we be? I mean, more it's like 1 a.m. there. It's so late. Everything is so late there. Like, so late. My favorite club, if I could say one thing, is High. It's literally the best club.
Oh, High.
Yeah. If you can finagle your way into the VIP area of High, it was like genuinely the best night of my life. We went to see Black Coffee, and it was just me and my best friend Jyoti, and we had the best night of our lives. It's an indoor club. It's cool. You know where I thought was a bit overrated? I kind of felt like, what's it called? Pacha, the big outdoors one. I kind of felt...
Yes. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I kind of felt it was like a little bit overrated. For me personally, I preferred High, but I prefer more of like a clubbing and not really like a show. Like, I think Pacha is more like a show vibe. So that's why. And oh my God. And then what is that other place? There's a place... You know what? I'm going to post on my Instagram because I'm blanking now, but there's a restaurant you need to go to. It's on the side of a cliff.
Do you like, even if you
yes.
could DM me and yes.
Okay. I will. DM me or I'll just DM me with the headline Ibiza and I'll send you all my recs because there's the most fucking amazing. Oh, and there's a shop you have to go to get these silk dresses that are so beautiful and amazing. I will just DM me. Oh my God, you're going to have the best time. Maybe I'll see you there. What month are you going?
I'm going in July, and we're going the second week of July,
oh,
and then we're
going
to go to Barcelona right after.
Oh, I have amazing Barcelona recs, too. I'll post them all. Just DM me. I'll send them all to you. Babe, I have to hop. That's our show. Thank you for calling. You guys, that was a fantastic show. Can I just say thank you to all of our incredible callers? I manifested a good show, and wow, you guys are incredible. I love you so much. I will be back on Friday. If you need to email me, it's itsmetinks@SiriusXM.com. I love you. Bye. Drink a skinny margaritas, but that's still.